Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Lawyers for a man who was convicted of killing the wife of a friend in 1988 in return for a share of her life insurance are now asking a Cook County judge for a new trial. Here's WBBM's Jim Goodis.
Ronald Kleiner was convicted of shooting and killing Dana Rinaldi outside her Palatine Township home, in part because her husband agreed to testify against him in exchange for avoiding the death penalty. Mark Clements of the Chicago Torture Justice Center says wrongful convictions are often the result of plea deal testimony. He says genetic testing of evidence failed to link Kleiner to the murder, and there are witnesses and phone records that prove he wasn't at Rinaldi's home when she was killed.
We believe that Ron Kleiner should be given the benefit of the doubt. We believe that Ron Kleiner has exhibited a substantial amount of evidence to show that he did not commit this crime.
Kleiner was sentenced to death for the killing, but that was commuted to life in prison in 2003 by then-Governor George Ryan. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
More than 2,000 Illinois residents are battling COVID-19 in state hospitals.
The State Department of Public Health is reporting nearly 26,000 new confirmed and probable COVID-19 cases across Illinois, along with 285 more deaths since last Friday. Of the 2,082 people currently hospitalized with the virus, officials say 502 are in the ICU, 275 are on ventilators. The total number is down 81 patients from the day before. As for vaccination numbers, the department says 63% of Illinois adults are fully vaccinated. Over 80% have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The head of the Chicago City Council's Latino Caucus is criticizing what he sees as a lack of Latinos in many key positions in Mayor Lightfoot's administration. And he says her recent appointments are not enough.
Within the last couple of months, Mayor Lightfoot's appointed Celia Meza as City Corporation Counsel, Eileen Velazquez as Chief Procurement Officer, and Pedro Martinez to be the new public school CEO. But Alderman Gilbert Villegas, who chairs the City Council Latino Caucus, says there are still only three Latino commissioners among the 30 Mayor Lightfoot has appointed, and that's a problem.
The two appointments recently in Mr. Martinez and Ms. Velazquez are happening during Hispanic Heritage Month, which are good. We can highlight that and celebrate that. But I'm Hispanic 365 days a year. So I'm constantly advocating for the Latino community every day.
36th Ward Alderman Gilbert Villegas is the guest on our At Issue program this weekend, and you can hear more Sunday evening at 9:30. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
It's graduation day for 55 men and women who completed the Chicago Housing Authority's Family Self-Sufficiency Program. Lawndale resident Aisha Moore and dozens of others received their diplomas this morning after they finished a five-year course in financial education. Moore is a beautician who was laid off during the pandemic. She says the program has changed her life.
It basically teaches you how to be stable, how to save, and how to establish a credit. It really teaches you how home ownership, works, and it teaches you how loans work. It really helped me.
FSS students receive monetary incentives for successfully completing their goals. The savings are then set aside in an escrow account and can be used for down payments on homes or even paying off debt. 120 people each year graduate from the CHA's FSS program. One of the top public health doctors in Cook County worries that a combination of COVID and the flu could lead to what she calls a twindemic.
Dr. Nimi Rajagopal is the Associate Chair of Family and Community Medicine at Cook County Health.
We know that some of our COVID numbers are starting to rise slowly again. On top of that, we're going to have flu season coming right now, and so the flu numbers are going to go up.
She worries that a surge in flu cases will put additional strain on hospitals that are already coping with COVID. She's also concerned that some people could contract COVID and the flu at the same time, which could lead to serious conditions in some people. That's why she says it's vital that people get vaccinated both against COVID and the flu. For those who need both vaccines, she says people can receive both at the same time. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Police in Zion say a silly prank carried out serious consequences.
Zion Benton Township High School went into lockdown on Monday afternoon after two students set off fireworks inside the school. Police from Zion and neighboring law enforcement agencies converged on the school after several calls of a possible shooting inside. A search of the school turned up spent fireworks. The Lake News Sun reports a freshman and junior were charged on Wednesday with felony disorderly conduct for allegedly setting them off. Zion police said it was a foolish prank. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Kane County Village of Big Rock is hosting an annual plowing match this weekend that's been held for more than 100 years. WBBM's Mike Krauser has the story.
The Big Rock Plowing Match is one of the last events of its kind in the country, according to the organizer, celebrating 127 years.
You know, it started in 1895.
It's an old-time country fair with all sorts of activities and events, but the main event both days is the plowing match. Denise Ferrugia is a board member and chairwoman of the Ladies Fair.
When the plow goes through the ground, it makes a furrow, and the very back of the furrow, they look for it to be slightly crowning and all trash covered. Trash is what the field looks like before the plow hits it.
The center of the activities is Plowman's Park.
It's our agricultural heritage. It's free. It's a very pleasant park to be wandering around in. It's a wonderful day in the country.
It runs from 8:30 to 8 on Saturday and 8 to 4 on Sunday in Big Rock in Kane County.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.